102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay. It's Sterling James. Good morning. It's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on the Oakland School for the Arts and their first ever arts festival today and tomorrow in Oakland. Please welcome the artistic director, Kava Menzies. Hello, Kava.
Hello.
Also, the jazz program director for the Oakland School of the Arts, Mr. Dave Ellis. Hello, sir.
Hi, Sterling.
You brought a student with you as well. You're an 11th grade vocal student, and it's Anna Sarah Mewole.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Ooh, I love it. Sterling gets points this early in the morning. Blessings to you all. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for us.
The festival starts today and tomorrow, running all over the streets of Oakland in the downtown and uptown areas.
Yep, that's correct. Right in downtown Oakland, right around the Fox area, there are 48 total shows over the course of the weekend.
Fantastic.
Which is amazing. There's 9 venues, 3 shows per venue throughout the entire weekend. They all range from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. each
mm-hmm.
day.
Okay, best place to get tickets and information about this is oakarts.org/OSA Arts Festival. You can get a link on our KBLX Cares and our KBLX community page there, family, if you're listening along and you want to get more info and tickets. But there's also going to be tickets on site for the festival today and tomorrow.
Yep, we have 3 on site ticket locations. There's one at Soul Space, which we're so happy to pair with that amazing company. That's one of our on site ticket locations, and then also the 19th Street elevator area. You can buy tickets on site today. You can get them at Suites Ballroom, right at the entrance at Suites Ballroom, right at the 19th Street elevator side of OSA, which is right next to the Fox box office, and also at Soul Space, the incredible sneaker shop right on Telegraph Ave.
Yes. Okay, so let's get an idea of what the festival is about today and tomorrow all over Oakland, and then I want to get a little bit of history on the Oakland School of the Arts myself,
mm-hmm.
Because baby girl, at some point, she's super genius, and
yes.
She's very musical, so I hope that she's going to go to OSA sometime. Maybe. Mr. Dave Ellis, will you teach my baby?
I would love to, although I hope at that point she's not actually a baby. But I've got a little bit of experience in that. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's special about Oakland School for the Arts is the arts. So we've got instrumental music, vocal music, digital media, visual art, theater, dance. Am I forgetting
audio
something?
Production, engineering, literary arts.
Radio broadcasting.
Yes. Well. Mm-hmm. Dolores Thompson, shout out a girl.
Yes.
Absolutely. So super fortunate. A lot of very, very, very invested and inspired teachers. And this is really a showcase for all of our departments. It's the first time we've tried to do something all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to come to this festival today, you're going to be encountered by every kind of art you can imagine. And it's experience for the eyes and for the soul and for the heart and for your feet. And you can see what we do there. And, I think some of us, even who work there, never get a chance to see what others do. Mm. So we'll be walking around as well and just getting a sense of all of the creativity that goes on a daily basis at OSA.
And you're going to be highlighting all of the youth from 6th graders all the way through seniors today and tomorrow at
yes,
this festival.
Yes, that's correct. They're all in the show, all 6. We have 782 students at the school, and
wow.
They are all in the show over the course of the weekend. And I also wanted to add that the theme of the show is Future Spaces, and that was something that was created by our staff and also our students. And the term itself is really meaningful to us, I think, just in this political climate as young people are thinking about the future and taking up space and holding space for people. We have a lot of conversations in the classroom just about the things happening in Oakland that affect our youth and affect the people living there. And so thematically, the students have been really focusing their artwork on what does a future look like and how can we dream up those possibilities.
So how are we going to see that in their work this weekend? Poetry, dance, song, all of it, Anna Sarah?
All of us are coming together as family and friends. The student body and the teachers are all coming together to create beautiful shows for the audience.
So Anna Sarah, you're in 11th grade and you're a vocal student at OSA.
Yes.
Tell us what your daily kind of feels and looks like and why OSA is, special.
Oh, what's special about OSA is that just the schedule, the way everything is set up for us to be able to experience academics and arts. The first half of our day is academics, the second half is arts, and we have an extra long day to be able to fit all of that in. It's really cool because after you get all the academics out of the way, you know that arts is coming up and you're ready to just like end your day on a good note and really get to be with all your peers and share your art and hone your art with all of your friends as well as your teachers and everything in a school environment.
It's and how cool. did you get it? This is a public school. It's an Oakland Public School, Oakland School of the Arts, but you do have to audition. How did you end up getting into the school in the first place?
Oh yeah, I had to audition. I did. I actually auditioned twice. I didn't get in the first time, and then for the whole next year, I prepared myself to audition again, and I got in the second time. And it was really, the audition itself is an experience on its own, because it was my first time going into a real audition and being treated as an actual artist before even coming into the school. And so I learned a lot just from building my own character and building my own art before coming in. And so everyone already at the school has a sense of who they are as artists.
And you probably learned a lot by being told no that first time too, huh?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you do all your academics first and then you do the art second. Mm-hmm. Now, Kava, you're the artistic director of the school or just of the festival or what?
No, I'm the artistic director of the school and I'm also a founding faculty member of the school. So it's been a pleasure to watch the school grow. We were founded in 2001 by Governor Jerry Brown. And we've gone through a lot of changes and a lot of transformations as a school. We actually just started with 100 kids and 9 teachers and 9th grade only.
Wow.
So to look up and see this incredible institution full of, you know, 100 adults and 782 students. We just had our round of auditions for this upcoming year, and the amount of students coming into audition equals the amount of students that we have in the space.
Wow.
So it's just grown exponentially, and it's pretty amazing to see. So I actually started out as a music faculty member. And just, you know, grew over the years in the school and then started to take on some leadership. And so this is my third year as artistic director of the school.
And do you still teach or are you in the office mostly now?
I have to teach. Yeah. I would lose my mind if I didn't teach, actually. Mm-hmm. I love being around the students and they're the reason I'm there. So I split my day. The morning is administrative work. And then in the afternoons, I teach. Anna Sarah is one of my students. And I teach in the music department, the vocal music department. And so I have a choir. I teach a New Orleans ensemble. I teach music theory. And it really is the highlight of my day, honestly. Just what happens in the classroom, I think all of us probably feel that way, is when we close the door and it's just us as teachers with the students and the magic that we're able to create and the kind of conversations we're able to have, there's nothing that parallels it. It's an incredible experience.
That's interesting that your schedule kind of parallels the youth schedule, too.
Yeah.
You do your academia in the morning and your administrative stuff in the morning, and then you're free to do your art.
My art. I get to still do my art. And actually, that's really beautiful. One of the things that we cherish about OSA is just the faculty that are there, and they're working artists. A lot of them have extensive careers. Dave has an incredible career that I continue to learn about and hear about. There's Kev Choice is one of our faculty members there. We just have incredible people around, both young and further down the path. We're not old. We're just further down the path.
That's right. Seasoned.
We're seasoned.
Our brains have been cooked a little bit longer than the others.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you and I are longtime friends, and I'm a longtime fan of your music. I've seen you play your beautiful saxophone many times.
Thanks,
yeah. Tell us about your career with OSA, and then tell us a little bit more about the festival today and tomorrow.
Well, you know, on the way here, we were discussing how many lifetimes you actually live within one lifetime. And you and I have shared a number of them along the path, in particular in the Bay Area. And it's always been fertile ground here for music, from a for performer standpoint and from an audience standpoint. A very creative place, forward thinking. For me, at this particular time in my life, made a lot of sense. I have a lot of mentors. Phil Hardiman from Berkeley High School, Professor Bill Bell, Oren Keep News, and I can hear their spirits telling me time to give back. You know, one of the other teachers said to me recently that, you know, I didn't necessarily want to teach, but I want to teach here. OSA is an open, special place in the middle of a special town at a special time, as one of these convergence events that don't happen very often, and we've both been a part of a number of them. For me, it was a chance to build a program, a jazz program, sort of from the ground up, sixth graders, and see it all the way through their senior year.
Wow.
So far, so good. It's been a real transformation. Great faculty and staff that we're working with. And an opportunity that doesn't come along very often to be able to do this, especially supported by the administration the way we are.
Yeah.
And for me, it's been great. That's what's going to be on display today. You're going to see that same energy and vibe that happens when students and inspired and professional teachers come together to create in an environment that allows it and that is sort of flowering right now. So it feels really good. And plus, you got to make music.
I love the idea of what you talked about a minute ago, where you as teachers and administrators, you get to see what the other teachers have been doing.
Yeah.
And you, Anna Sarah, as a vocal student, you get to see what the other kids have been doing, whether it be dance or poetry or recording arts. And I'm assuming that the youth are probably doing the sound and doing the light and doing the backdrops and doing all of the art involved with this festival. Let's just let people know what we're talking about really, really quickly. This is the Oakland School of the Arts. This is their first arts festival. Think of it kind of as an OSA art crawl today and tomorrow. It's running from 12 noon till 9 p.m. with three shows per day in each venue in like nine different venues around the Fox Theater, around the OSA area. And this is youth from sixth grade all the way through 12th grade and showcasing 11 different emphases that Oakland School of the Arts celebrates with their youth and teaches there with their youth. We're talking with Dave Ellis, who's the jazz program director at Oakland School of the Arts, Kava Menzies, who's the artistic director, and Anna Sarah, who is an 11th grade vocal student. So let's hear about some of the other names who have come through and out of OSA. Dwayne Wiggins and his family comes to mind.
Yeah,
there.
Pop Life family. Dwayne Wiggins and his family were up there. I mean, that's the beauty about our school, is that we are the place that a lot of our contemporary artists are sending their kids to. So that's just a really special thing to witness. Kehlani, I had her as a sixth grader and watched her go through our program.
Kehlani.
And she gives back a lot, which is also really beautiful. She comes back to the classroom to talk to our students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does. She actually came to perform at the Fox, and we got to sit in on her rehearsing backstage. It was really cool.
A little sound check moment with her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Zendaya went to OSA. And then we also have a number of dancers that have done incredible work. One of our dancers was just on tour with Janet Jackson, Dominique. We have Richard Curtis, we have Jalen Preston. All of these students have worked on Step It Up movies and done choreography for just incredible artists, Selena Gomez, you name it. So I think, you know, we've been around for 16 years now, and so we're just beginning to see what kind of people and what kind of artists we are producing at our school. And a lot of these students are just embarking on their careers, and we're getting to watch their, you know, their path on their career. And so, yeah, I think we have some of them sitting amongst us as we speak, and we can kind of see that in our classroom. We see that really special spark, and we could just go, you know, we have our eye on that student. So
how does the school and you as instructors and you as you'll be an alumni at some point, alumnus at some point, how do you continue to support each other once they graduate? Because there will be those that will go on to be famous or continue on with their art, and there'll be some who won't. So how do you guys continue to support?
I would say that we actually instill that sense of legacy prior to them leaving. We talk a lot about that, and we have this revolving door at the school where the alumni, there's no appointment needed. You just pop in as alumni. I think Anna Sarah's been there for 2 years, and probably over the course of 2 years, we've probably had about 10 or 12 notable alumni within all types of fields, the real prominent celebrity status, and also the folks that work behind the scenes. And so that's just the culture, and the students expect it. It's like, when's the next alumni coming? And so then when they leave, they think, oh, this is so great. And we'll even say, how does it feel to be on the other side? Do you remember when you were just sitting here in class and now you're up here presenting the kind of work you're doing? And so it takes the fostering initially in the school to create that as a part of school culture. And then I think all of us faculty and students really make an effort to stay connected.
I would add to that that the school itself has a the feel of a family. And part of that is because it started in one room at Alice Arts Center and has grown throughout. The alumni from the past were really a part of the growth of the school. And just like with any family, you can leave, but you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And you're going to say hi.
Okay, so the festival is today and tomorrow. Baby girl and I will be there tomorrow.
Yes.
Excellent.
All right, we got to work today, but I'll
Excellent.
Be there tomorrow. Noon till 9, three shows per day in each venue at nine different venues all around Fox Theater and the OSA classrooms there. Oakland School of the Arts, their first ever arts festival, all day today and all day tomorrow. General admission, $15 per show. Proceeds, I'm assuming, are going into straight into the programs.
Directly back to OSA.
Okay. Yep. For more information, please check out oakarts.org/OSA Arts Festival. You can also catch the link right here on your KBLX Cares page at KBLX.com. Kava, Dave, Anna Sarah, thank you very much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Sterling.
Absolutely. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibe, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@KBLX.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.